What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, it would be criminal for me not to share this particular episode. Jay White sent me the initial article. However, this is the update. Now, this article was published on the 27th of November. New Mexico man arrested after allegedly dismembering and disemboweling his wife ahead of Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. Just wow. A family's Thanksgiving festivities took a turn after a New Mexico man was arrested Thursday after allegedly stabbing his wife to death and dismembering her body. Relatives found Carlin Denio, 62, lying in bed with his wife Connie's body on the floor ahead of the family's Thanksgiving meal. They then called police, and Denio was taken into custody Thursday afternoon and charged with first-degree termination, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the Albuquerque Journal. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Denio's brother was the first to arrive at the Denio home ahead of the family dinner, where he found he was unable to get inside and was unable to get in touch with Denio. He then called his sister, who contacted local authorities about the strange circumstances. Police notified the siblings that they could not force their way into the home. The siblings then drove to the Denio home together, where they tried knocking on doors and windows while they waited for police to arrive, according to KOB4. They were finally able to enter the home via the garage. Denio's sister noted the home was dark inside upon entering the home, where she found her brother near her sister-in-law's body. Carlin looked at her, at which point she backed out of the residence and called police again, the complaint read. Responding officers noted they found Connie's quote-unquote dismembered and disemboweled in the bedroom. Denio was taken to a nearby hospital for cuts to his leg and neck. Relatives reported to police that Denio was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia 2 years ago. Well, well, well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom, another 10. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 20, be it that it went down on Thanksgiving Day. So Thanksgiving for this family will never be the same. They are scarred for life. And of course, the brutality factor. I'm going to give this one a 20 also. To actually disembowel someone and then dismember her? Yeah. One must really think, truly think, about what that man was actually going through in his mind. So, Carlin, the killer cutter, gets a score of 60. Gentlemen, here we are. Men are no longer giving a rat's ass about what's happening when it comes to the modern woman. Let me circle back. He was diagnosed with dementia. However, how long were they married? Was there any history between these two? Those are other questions that need to be thoroughly examined. Because in my humble opinion, just my humble opinion, the fact that he did this on Thanksgiving Day is pretty symbolic. Something in his mind might have remembered something from the past, and hey, he decided to go ahead and take matters into his own hands. Like I told you guys about the story of the guy who literally pissed on his wife's grave for years. Us men, we remember grudges. You ladies think we don't remember grudges because 9 times out of 10, we don't act on them, but we remember when we've been wronged and we've been thoroughly wronged. So yeah, something in that man's mind was buried deep, but it came out. Hey, it is what it is. But gentlemen, guess what? I got another HMT for tomorrow that went down on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, gentlemen, Thanksgiving went into effect. Ladies, it's getting a whole lot more dangerous for you out here in these streets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, the power for a lot of you will go out. Feminism will be nowhere there to help you. Once a man decides he's had enough or he remembers something that you did to him, guess what? If he decides to take matters into his own hands, there will be nobody there to magically jump between you and him. You will be at that man's mercy. And 9 times out of 10, you're gonna lose. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am
welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.